I need a beer.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bum Wine Bob. We are streaming here live tonight on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. It's a special occasion here, a special all-new podcast coming your way. We got the goods lined up this week. So if you stumbled across this video on the YouTube channel, whatever brought you here, you know, the shorts, Cheers, Norm, Rodney, Johnny, Stone Cold, NWO, old school wrestling, the old school nostalgia. Thank you. Stick around, grab yourself a drink, and have some fun with us here this week, because we bring you guys the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid, smash that subscribe button. Over 24,000 subscribers and counting. We're on the fast track to 25K. And then, hey, episode 400 of the podcast is right around the corner. This here is episode 396, which means we are just weeks away from episode number 400. And it's also going to be Malt Liquor May around the corner here as well. It might be Malt Liquor May already by the time you watch this or listen to this episode, but hey, it doesn't matter. What, grab your drink, whatever it is, beer, malt liquor, bum wine, hey, you name it, we will cover it here on the podcast. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get the party started here. We got stuff to get into this week. We got drinks to drink. So let's bring in here Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing this evening?
Good. Ready to get some drinks, going here and have some fun.
Yeah. Well, cheers.
Cheers. You know, putting a final bow here for right now on the Busch Light Apple after we covered it here last week. The hot topic these days out there in the world is Busch Light Apple. So we want to be on the front lines of everything when it comes to it. So you never know what you're going to get here on the podcast. And hey, anything you want to see us cover, you know, leave a comment down below. We're always open to suggestions. If you're here joining us live here in the chat, we got some of our good buddies already here with us. Ooh, there's a good burp there. That was one that was kind of like sitting here and went, oh, okay. Almost got a little bit extra coming up here, which we don't want to say, you know, somebody who might know a little bit about the little extra coming up between our conversation over there.
Yeah, I was trying to read the chat here. It's almost my birthday. What we got here?
Let's see, we got the Racing Genius is here with us here. It's also his birthday week, so I might drink something on Saturday or Sunday. And he also, you know, looking ahead to what we're going to be covering this week here, there's only one beer that lives in Texas. That's Lone Star Beer. We'll be getting into that this week, along with the next round of MD 2020 cans. So let's keep the party going. Let's bring in the third musketeer to the podcast. Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Got to close a little bit early to come party a little bit.
There you go.
I'm excited.
See, there we go. Malt Liquor, oh yeah, our buddy David there.
Yeah.
See, once he heard me talk about Malt Liquor May being around the corner, his ears must have perked up saying, hey. So you'll be seeing a lot of malt liquor coming around this month of May. We're going to sprinkle it in there. And as I said, episode 400, right around the corner. Because as of right now, my plan is still to be cracking open those two St. Ides 40s, the old classic Pabst brewed one, and then the new brown bottle Anheuser-Busch brewed one, which I've heard some rumblings in some of the Facebook groups for Malt Liquor and the 40-ounce crew saying that Pabst, they're not happy with the sales of the new brown bottle 40s, the Colt 45, the St. Ides. So there's been rumors that they might be giving them the axe.
Oh. And switch them back?
Not switch them back. They're just going to discontinue
the axe
40s. Oh, and it would just be only available in cans.
Damn.
They wouldn't change them to the old style classic 40s. And they would just do away with 40s of Colt 45, St. Ides, PBR 40s. And probably a couple others out there that I can't think of right now. But Yeah, apparently, I guess over this past year, the sales haven't been too good after the Switch, so it might be easier.
Because it tastes like shit.
Doesn't taste the same, yeah.
See?
Doesn't taste the same.
I'm happy. And Kevin, yeah, you finally did get your Colt 45. You know,
I did. I still got one waiting in the fridge. Yeah, I still got another one waiting. Yeah,
a few weeks back, but he said it wasn't the same. It's not bad. It's not a bad.
No, not bad drink, at all. But it tastes just like a
regular beer.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
Baby Williams is probably pissed as much as I am.
Mm-hmm. Because, I know when you got the originals out there, and
it's just sad seeing how many 40s are just going to be off the shelves. You know, and it's just every year it seems like three or four more. You know, now if they do away with like Mickey's or anything like that, I'm gonna be pissed. You know, or Bud Ice. That's where they're gonna cross the line. There, I'm gonna be like, look.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean that whole Switch, you know, people weren't happy about, but it's like, okay, well, it's still out there. The 40s are still out there, but it just seems 40s in general. I'm sure the sales are going down a bit. And we talked before, man, the prices keep going up of the 40, so that doesn't help the cause of buying a 40 when, you know, it's close to, you know, $4 now for a 40 ounce beer. When
I'm
it was
trying
like
to match my shoulder up with the thumb up.
Yeah, you just shift yourself a little bit.
You can
line up, and that could be you just sitting there as the bobcat in the picture over there.
There you go.
See, that's what you get here when you join us live here for this. This is what you get here on the podcast.
So I gotta interrupt for a second, and you know, this is the first Saturday in May, which in here in Kentucky is a big deal because the Kentucky Derby's on Saturday. Tomorrow's the Oaks. That's when the girls run, and then Saturday's for the boys.
Oh snap! I'm sure my niece will be there. Yeah, I'm 100% sure they'll be there. The garage beer bottles.
I haven't seen them yesterday.
I know he found them. I did not. I looked in a few spots over the past week, and I ended up picking up the two tall boys of garage beer because I had my foam finger, which is over there, my number one beer drinker that I won from garage beer. So I had to get a couple cans of that. I did want to find the bottles because they have the stubby, you know, stubby bottles there, which is nice nostalgia thing there. And I saw the other thing is the buckets. Have you seen the buckets of garage beer where it's the big, you know, Home Depot, you know, gallon buckets?
I haven't seen those. No.
Filling with, I think, like a 24-pack. Like a 24-pack of cans in it. Which is a nice little...
Your ice right in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that works out a lot better. It's multi-purpose, especially if it's going to be for the same price. I mean, unless they're charging extra for the bucket. I don't know what the price is for it, but that's a nice thing. It's like, instead of just picking up, you know, a cardboard, you know, case of a 24 pack, you get a nice bucket, and then you said if you're throwing out, you just throw a bag of ice in there. It's already set.
Yeah, saves you time and money. But how much is that bucket?
Right, so is it, right. Yeah, that's the question. Is it still the same price as a 24 pack? Then okay, that's fine. But if you're gonna start charging a little extra for it, then you know. You said you got to reel in those prices on those beers out there, but you do get a nice little bonus though. I mean, once you're done with the beer, you still got a bucket.
Exactly.
So that's multi-purpose for everything out there. So you can't really go wrong with that. Yeah. See?
Yeah. You can always use a bucket.
Yeah. See, planning on the bucket, you can use it for anything. More beer. It's nice if you're filling them up there, throw them in there, throw some ice in there, you know, a little makeshift cooler. Might not last too long on the summer days, but like this time of year can make do.
We can have our own version of the bucket challenge.
Yeah.
With some ice cold beer. Oh, man. That would be funny.
Yeah, and then Racing Genius also said, main problem with 40-ounce bottles is that they're always stagnant in any liquor store.
It matters. I guess it matters on the liquor store, honestly. I've been to, like, nicer liquor stores where they don't have a big 40 selection. But, like, when you go into the ghetto and you go to those liquor stores where it has the bars on the window and shit like that, they have a pretty decent selection.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on where you're going.
Yeah.
The bigger selection of 40s that I see are, like, in those ghetto convenience stores, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's always going to be the jackpot location right there. Is any of those... Yep. You said the bars on the windows, the sketchy neighborhood. You know, you don't know. Will I make it out of here alive? I don't know. Am I going to get stabbed in the parking lot? I don't know. It could happen.
Big dog parked outside.
Yeah,
that's where I was with the Colt 45. I walked into a really ghetto part of Grapevine, which is outside of Fort Worth. And I told my stepdaughter, I said, I'm locking the door. I said, there's a knife under the seat. Don't open it for anybody.
Exactly. Just stay here till I get back.
Exactly. Luckily, nobody bothered her, but, you know, you never know, honestly.
Yeah, you never know out there. Yeah, that's the risk you take when you're going out there searching for this stuff out there.
Yep.
You got to see what you can find in your travels out there. And David also said, all the PBR-40s I've ever seen, they're always expired. I mean, it's interesting. PBR-40s,
they sit on shelves for a while.
PBR-40s by me have vanished probably over the past 10 years. I don't think.
Yeah. I don't
think. Not in my area.
They were here.
Fort Worth and Dallas, yeah, but not me.
Yeah.
I don't think I really have seen one in 15 years.
That's probably why they're expired.
Yeah.
They're just sitting on the shelf.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go into the store, I guarantee if you buy the 40s of Bud Light or Budweiser, they're going to taste like shit because no one buys those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are sitting.
You know, that 40 ounces doesn't fit the clientele of the Bud Heavies and the Bud Lights.
Yeah.
They either drink long necks or cans.
That's how it is. Yeah. And it's the same thing with PBR. I think people prefer cans or even on draft. I love PBR on draft.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to beat.
I agree.
Yeah, PBR on draft is just, especially at those places where they have ice cold draft. It's hard to beat. But I know Applebee's used to do, I think it was 50-cent PBRs for a while, and then they switched up to a dollar.
Still not bad.
Still not bad at all.
Good. A dollar beer for anything. I mean, the best was when they were Applebee's doing the dollar margaritas.
Yes, I love them.
10 years ago. And it was like, I mean, the ones they were making were, it was like with whatever garbage liquor they had, but
yeah,
for a dollar, who cares? And it was in like the smaller glass. So you weren't getting like this big glass, but it was like, hey, for a dollar, you can still drink, you know, five, six of them, get yourself a good buzz, even if it's off of the crap liquor that they have sitting around the shelf. You're not getting high class stuff. But when it comes to something like that, I'm like, I don't care for the price.
Oh yeah, for the price, it's hard to beat.
I used to leave
Applebee's with a good buzz going on and full off the appetizers for.
Yeah, when you go for half price apps.
Yeah,
you know, after 10 o'clock or whatever. I mean, Applebee's and TGI Fridays were the places. You know, there was a TGI Fridays in town. You know, right after we turned 21. And that was probably one of the usual spots you'd go to. Even if it was, they did like the Tuesday night trivia. So they had like the trivia thing where they'd have the guy doing trivia. You could win prizes. Then they'd have whatever drink specials. And then you'd get, you know, some apps, you know, from the kitchen and do that all night. And that was, and then luckily it was right next to it was the White Castle. So you'd get your, if you were really adventurous that evening, you could get your Crave case and get your 30 White Castle burgers.
Yeah.
And then
hate yourself
even more.
The only place I can get White Castle burgers is at HEB at the grocery store in the frozen aisle.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only place. I hadn't been to a White Castle in forever, but
yeah.
Those 30 burgers is.
Right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to beat that, especially when it's the worst idea after a night of drinking, when it's like, oh, yeah, we should get a Crave case. We should get, you know, 30 burgers and go back to somebody's house and, you know, keep drinking. Man. And then just devouring those.
Yeah, the first one, don't even touch your tongue.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, no, you know, the whole just, thing, just one one just, bite.
You,
one bite.
You take a breath and it's gone.
Yeah, one bite and it's just done already.
I'm telling you, I think a box of them comes with like, what, 6 or 8 of them in there? And I could, I could eat all six or eight of those.
Yeah,
like
if you really wanted to, and you could. You shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't, definitely.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're going to hate yourself after, but, you know, that's what happens out there, especially once the drinks start flowing out there. And talking about the drinks we have flowing, we got some drinks to crack open here this week on the podcast. And, you know, we did some searching. We've kind of been teasing it for the past few weeks out there, and we had to send some care packages that made it out there. And I guess Kev
Cody over here. What's up, Cody?
So we were out there, and, you know, we sent some care packages. They all made it in time, you know, thankfully. You know, no issues, no problems. As we said, we weren't shipping during the holidays for once, so things could arrive on time. But I think Kevin sent us a nice little treat from the great state of Texas. So I think maybe let's start with that.
Lone Star
beer.
A little piece of Texas
that I've never had. Roadhouse, have you ever had a Lone Star?
No, I haven't.
Before?
Never had a Lone Star. Is the taste of Texas beer. That's what you.
I don't recall.
Okay.
Not in
recent times.
Not in this century, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, back in the 1900s.
Back in the 1900s.
Yeah.
In the 1900s. So funny.
Back in my day, back in the 1900s, I might have had a Lone Star or two, but not since then. Yeah, I'm 99.9999% sure I've never had a Lone Star. About maybe 10 or so years ago, I did get a care package from somebody who was a follower, because that was at the time when Thunderbird had those hard citrus brew cans.
Yep.
This was probably in 2016, 2017. And she had found them, and she's like, "Hey," she's like, "I'll send you some." I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome. I'd love that." So she sent me two cans of the Thunderbird hard citrus brew that threw in a bunch of random, like, Texas craft beers or stuff, but there was no Lone Star.
Yeah, you have to try Lone Star. It's that's one thing. Yeah, and yes, Lone Star is very good.
Lone Star is very good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's crack open.
Ready.
Lone Star beer, the great state of Texas. There's that big star right there in the middle. So
the Texas state star. Yeah.
You got the medium guys, the 16 ounces here.
That's right.
We got some pounders.
Yeah, here we go. See? Smells like beer.
Man, that's what
it smells
beer.
Like a beer.
You just want an old school drinking beer. That's what we're going in here for. That's what we expect. So, all right, let's dive in. All right, cheers.
All right, cheers, guys. Cheers. Put the koozie on it here.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Get that branding in there.
Get that branding on there. There you go. Got a rep.
It's full body beer, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It is. It's the taste of Texas beer. That's what you get if, you know.
It's got that solid beer. Does not have that cheap beer taste to it. Does not
have about $8.77 for a six pack of them. A little bit over $1 a beer for a tall boy, which ain't bad for tall boys.
Yeah, yeah, for the 16 ounce cans, $8 of like a somewhat premium beer,
right?
That's
they are over there with the lower end beers though. With like you got
PBRs,
Bud Lights, PBRs, Keystone, Natty's.
And they should. This is.
Yeah, yep. I think that's kind of the selling point. I think it is like the cheap Texas beer.
It's a rancher.
I don't like using the word cheap as much as I like using the word inexpensive.
Yeah.
Inexpensive. There we go. Inexpensive.
Yes.
Affordable.
Yes. That's why I always like to say the budget beers.
Yes.
We also like to call them. Not so much the cheap beers, because that gets the cheap, it gets a bad stigma.
Yeah.
When you say it's cheap, but you say inexpensive or the budget.
If you want to talk cheap beer, we're going to talk Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah, Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah.
Boxer. I mean, Boxer, that's a cheap beer. I mean, I was going through looking at some pictures I had of some shelves from over the years. I forgot I was looking for something, and I'm looking at like the prices that have changed over the past couple years. Yeah. I was comparing, like we're talking about the prices of the 30 packs of Busch Light and Natty Light, and that they've gone up, you know, $3-4 in the past couple years. But Old Reliable out there, $19.99 for a 36 pack is Old Boxer beer still holding strong. out there now, that's a cheap beer. You know,
mm-hmm.
And see, Racing G said, I've seen a Lone Star beer t-shirt at Walmart of all places, which isn't true because I think I said it on here. I said I picked up a Lone Star beer shirt at Marshall's maybe a month or two ago on the clearance rack.
Yeah,
I saw it there for like $5 and I saw it. Had the Lone Star, has like the logo on like the in the pocket.
Yeah.
And on the back had like the Texas and it's like an aardvark or something on it. And it was like, you know, the beer of Texas. And I'm like,
it's probably an armadillo.
Armadillo, yes. Armadillo aardvark. You know.
Walmart's turning into, and the t-shirt section has turned into almost a Hot Topic.
Yeah,
it almost is. They have all the graphic tees, and they have like a whole section of graphic tees and everything like that. But they're also it's like they're also trying to be like on the sports side of it. They're trying to be like Academy somewhat, mm-hmm. but they can't because they can't carry the brands that Academy has.
Yeah, so they it's have still like right. They still have like the. I was gonna say the cheaper, but I'll say the inexpensive brands of the t-shirts. Like you'll find like in my area. You know, if it's Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets, and they have all the logo tees and everything, but it's not the quite it. It's not your Nike or your Under Armour, or whatever the higher classes. But but they have it out there, and like I said, yes, all the graphic tees I picked up on clearance there too. I was going through, and I picked up a Happy Gilmore t-shirt, that they had there. A lot of places I found, even at Kohl's on the clearance for like $3, I got a Steve Miller Band t-shirt.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And $3. Just, it was like a super, super clearance, like 85% off. And I'm like, okay, for $3, I don't care. I mean, if it's just a shirt you're wear around. Exactly. It's just a shirt
on the weekends,
wear around. I'm like, you can't go wrong. Like $3 for a t-shirt. That's a steal. These days, because you'll look at the other stuff there, even like those off-brand Yankee shirts at Walmart, they're still like $30 if it's not a clearance or anything. So it's like it's not really cheaper or inexpensive to go there. I mean, yes, it's going to be less money than going to one of the actual like sports stores where they have the Nikes and the official branded stuff. That would be like, $65 for like a sweatshirt. And you're like, come on, man. Is it
right?
We don't need this.
Is it really that good quality?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm not paying that rodeoed, much.
I remember back when I rodeoed, this was a beer that you always saw in people's cooler. This and they did Miller Lite all the time, and Coors is what you saw all the time at rodeos. Mm.
Yeah, it's good. It's got a great flavor to this beer.
It does.
I'm pleasantly surprised. 4.6% ABV. So, you know, your average ABV over here, but definitely has a good flavor, good taste to it.
I enjoy it.
Not bad at all. I'll have to send y'all some more. Yeah. Definitely have to send y'all. I think the next one I want to send y'all is the Frio beer. See what y'all think. It's like honestly, it's literally like a watered down version of this. It's very light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I remember back when I was in college, it was like $14, $15 for a 30-pack, if that, you know. So we'd go and we'd get Keystone and Frio or whatever cheap beer we could find and just have at it.
Yeah, at the time, yeah, at that time, you're like, whatever, I don't care. I'm just getting whatever the cheapest thing is. A Frio or a Keystone Light. Ooh, there we go.
Like I was telling Cody, you know, he was asking me how do you drink all this beer, you know? And I'm just like, I'm just a beer dumpster, honestly. That's what I call myself all the time. Any leftover beer that's in anybody's fridge, I'm like, I'll drink it, shit. Like my sister-in-law, when we go to Florida, I'll clean out her fridge with stuff that people's left. I don't care. If it's, you know, especially if it's free, shit. If it's free, it's good,
it's
you know?
Free is for me, that's it. Yeah, I'm not one down to throw down. Free stuff. It's like, okay, you want to drink this? Sure, why not? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you got a buzz going on. You're like, I don't care what it tastes like, shit.
Or if you don't have a buzz going on.
Even if you don't have a buzz going on.
Yeah, you look at it, you see, okay, what's the ABV on this thing? When it's like, oh, this is like an 8%? Okay, all right, I'll do this. If you can pound it down quick, if it's not even that good, you know, pound it down at least to get it done. Because we said we don't like to waste things. Around here, it's like you're gonna crack it open, you're gonna finish it, you're gonna power through it, you're gonna find a way.
That's right.
To make your way to the end.
I always tell Cody, I'm like, I don't waste beer, man. You know how many kids in Africa want that? He's like, man, I've been to Africa, they don't want that.
Well, it'll make you feel better anyway.
Mm-hmm. Safer That's than right. water.
Yeah. That is definitely true. That is definitely true. Germany spoiled him on beer. Yeah, Germany has some good beer. I had an airman friend that brought back some real German beer. It was in those bottles with the little flip caps. Like it's got like the plastic cap on it with the metal thing that you just flip.
Yeah,
whatever in it. Yeah, and got me a few bottles of those, and I was like, my God, I don't know what it is. It just, yeah. Yeah, he was actually stationed in Germany for a good while, and they got spoiled. They got spoiled with beer, with real beer. Yeah.
Benweisen.
Hey, I learned how to say asshole in Germany in German.
It's Kevin?
Arschloch. Yeah, it's Kevin. Yeah, good one, Coach Joe.
I got you good.
I walked right into that. Yeah, I mean it's Arschloch. Yeah, we're sitting there. Cody's got a little translator that you could translate from any language, like English to whatever. And we were doing German, for hours. We were sitting there just saying funny shit in German.
My wife can speak German. Okay. She lived there. She's a military brat, so she lived there probably 12 years.
Okay.
So.
Is it just me, or do they sound? They always sound angry.
Yeah.
They always sound pissed.
A harsh language, yeah. To our ears,
foster parents.
To our ears, it's a harsh language. They pronounce it hard.
Definitely is, but I had German foster parents, and even when they were happy, it sounded like they were pissed, so it kind of scared us.
Yeah, you're like, are you upset? No, I'm happy. You did a great job. What? Why are you yelling at me? I'm like,
yeah. They tell each other I love you, and it still sounds like,
yeah.
There was that video that was floating around years back where they were comparing different languages, taking one word and speaking it like Italian and French and English. In Spanish and then German, and every time it sounded so authority and harsh. It was just, it'd be the calmest words in the world. They were saying airplane and butterfly and ambulance and hospital,
and they sound pissed off.
They sound like spelled like 20 freaking letters.
It is kind of funny, like short. Even in Spanish or like Chinese or something like that, just like short words are like this long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Just make it short. you know?
Yeah, it's like, why does it have to be like this? It's like, I don't know why.
That's why it's so hard to learn other languages, you know? I mean, we studied, before we went to China, we studied Chinese for a whole year. And there were still times where they'd talk to me and I'd just look at them and I'd be like what? What? Yeah. The fuck
does anybody here speak English? No? Okay. Yeah. Man, I don't know.
English.
Yeah.
English.
English, yeah. Motherfucker, do you speak it?
Oh, man. Solid beer, man. This is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a beer. It's not one of those beers that I'll sit back and smash like a 12-pack of them just because I think, in my opinion, it makes me full real fast, but
yeah,
I'll drink them. Shit.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a full-bodied beer.
Yep. Yeah.
I could spend the whole evening just drinking them.
Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely. Yeah,
I'll have to send y'all both a 6-pack then, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no, or
I'm glad we finally got to crack these open here and enjoy some.
Well, some we didn't have much of a wait time.
Really not at all.
Like I've been staring at it in the fridge for 2 months.
No. Luckily, it's only a few days since package arrived that we could coordinate to, do this here. Not when
if it would have sat there for a very long time, I'd be like, screw it.
Because
I've already drank it a month earlier.
filling it up there with some. Pouring a different beer, like a Busch Light or something, in it just to have it in there and say, okay, yeah, I'm cracking this open now.
Natty Light over here off screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people told me to do with my Four Loko videos and stuff. It was like, dude, you don't actually have to drink it, man. You can pour water in those. I'm like, it defeats the purpose then, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got to drink actual Four Loko. I can't be sitting there drinking a water. Doesn't make sense.
No, we pride ourselves being here on being open and honest.
That's right.
Giving our honest opinions out there. This Four Loko sticker there on his on his hat, even though Four Loko is still slacking these days, man. I know we say it every week. We're always ragging on these guys, but. They still haven't fixed it yet. So
I don't know. I had me a jackpot earlier this week. They're good.
They are. That is a solid one. That's my still one of my favorites.
And I do have an update for my area. And I sent Adrian a text the other day. I finally found juice at a store nearby. It was about 45, 55 miles away. And then I found it again in town.
Oh, really?
That's good.
Yeah, okay. They only got three flavors, and it's probably the three that I don't like. It's like green cherry.
Okay, yeah, black cherry.
The blue lemonade. Yeah. I think I like that one. I can't remember.
Yeah, that one's solid, yeah.
Okay, and then
mango?
No.
Screwdriver?
It might have been the screwdriver, yeah. It was like three that I'm like, all right, it's here. It's going to be here.
Yeah.
I just want to grab
it's not,
it. Right
it's
now.
Not none of them that you saw that it caught your eye. That you're like, oh shit, I got to get one of these. It's like,
and I forget
you see
what
them, and it's like, you're like, okay.
I think it was $3.69 a can or something like that.
Okay.
So I guess can't complain.
No, it's not
better than not being able to find it.
Yeah, it's a good sign that they could be expanding it into more.
But I sent Adrian that picture I sent you, and I said, I found it in Kentucky, and he said, it's about time.
Yeah.
Hell
well,
yeah. Good.
Well, like Kevin found it. You
yeah, I found that, it. And that, right,
the dragon juice a few weeks back.
Yeah.
When we did now, that right, here.
Right next door to the to our martial arts school now at the convenience store, they have the only two flavors, and it's the two good flavors is Beetlejuice and Dragon Juice.
All right.
Yeah, the two y'all's two favorites. Yeah. I need to grab me. I forgot to grab me one of the Dragon Juices today. We just grabbed something, quick before work. We drank the garage beer limes or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, just to have with our lunch before I opened up. But yeah, they have the Beetlejuice and the Dragon Juice are the two that they have at that convenience store.
is my favorite.
Yeah, those are probably two of the best. Yeah. Yeah, two of the best. They're the newer ones that they came out with there, but it's solid. It's good to see it. Now, like I said, even by me, they still don't have it by me, but it, like I said, if I cross over the border, probably that 30 minutes into Pennsylvania, the spot that I picked up my whole box of goodies when I was searching for King Cobra came up empty-handed. Mm. They have a big selection of juice over there, so it's not too far from me. I still do have a couple cans left of that care package that he had sent over last year.
Yeah,
I know. Roadhouse pounded his way through those. He said he gave some away to spread the word.
I shared the people.
There were a couple, I shared
my fortunes.
Yeah, yeah. He shared some out there. There were a couple you held on to. We covered here together of some flavors.
I actually gave away my favorite flavor.
See, that's dedication.
That's you being very generous.
And that's me feeling bad because I talked to a student trying Four Loko, and he tried it 4 times, and every flavor he got, he hated it. I was like, I keep buying the wrong one. You got to buy this one. And
you're doing the Lord's work over there. You're helping spread the good word about all the stuff over there. And I think, hey, let's keep spreading the good word here. Let's keep the party rolling here. Did some Lone Star beer. We got that guy down. So we're going to keep this train rolling down the hill over here. And as we said, we had Lone Star beer, and then the other care package that I sent over to the guys was with the new Mad Dog cans, the Jungle Juice,
and the Purple Drip right there.
See those guys there? See that Mad Dog in your face, that 15% right there. This is the spot right here. This is where you get your friends on the phone, tell them to tune in right now.
Right now.
This is where you want to be. For the Mad Dog cans, the next round right here. If you saw it, the podcast in the archives from last year, when Roadhouse and myself, we went through the first 4 cans here that I have the empties still.
That was an entertaining night.
From last year, we went through all 4 of these cans. We only have 2 this time around. So
we
went through all 4 the last time, last year. But they came out with these 2 new flavors a few months back. And then I went into the store by me, literally the store down the street. And I go in to the store and I told the story. I'm looking around, I'm standing right by the register. And then I look over and boom, right there on the shelf is the new MD 2020, $2.99 for these, which it's not a bad price, $3 for.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Here, that's not bad. You know, it's still a little bit. It's cheaper than a Buzz Ball. So, so it's interesting to see if these are going to stick around for the long haul. They already made it a year at least. That's better than some of the previous MD 2020 varieties, which we'll get into. But before we go,
he asked, "Would Buzz Balls and Beat Boxes be similar to the, no?" I feel like beatboxes are lighter on the malty side. Buzz balls are close, but not. There's not really much that compares to the cans.
I would think the buzz balls are the closest.
They're closer.
The beatbox is more like at the Four Loko type level, a little lower ABV, but on a wine, not with the not carbonated. I think the Mad Dog cans are more similar to the Buzz Balls, where they're in the same little thing. They got the pop top can. But let's dive in. Which one do you guys want to start with? You want to start with the Purple Drip or the Jungle Juice?
I want to go Purple Drip.
Purple Drip? All right, let's do it. Let's do Purple Drip. Do Purple Drip first here. Yeah. Get that purple drink.
Yeah, get that purple stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, flicking a few times,
yeah. Yeah, so you make sure we're good here. So all right.
Make sure everything's all settled.
All right, let's crack them open here.
Well, it doesn't even smell like grape.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Like purple drip. What flavor is it? We don't know. That's what we're going to find out here.
It kind of smells like grape soda.
Yeah, I think it's going for the grape.
Yeah, going for the grape, but not quite there.
Well,
like we'll see how it tastes. That's really the big. It has that grape smell to it. But let's see. All right, the Mad Dog Purple Drip. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Cheers. Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, it's got a grape taste to it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got a nice burn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice little burn.
Keeps you honest. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
it's not,
yeah.
It's not rough going down, but it has a burn.
Yeah.
You know, a buzz ball to me, I have to really force it to stay down. Like, it wants to come right
back up. Yeah.
This is smooth. I like it.
Yeah, it's got just enough of that burn to keep you honest that, you know, you're drinking alcohol with it, but it's not too bad. And
it's 15%.
Yeah, 15%.
Yeah, being 15%, it's hard.
I couldn't see the label at all. I could just see Mad Dog and Purple Drip. I haven't read any of the can at all. Grape wine.
Yep.
With artificial flavors and natural flavors and artificial colors. There we go. That's what I want.
Yeah.
200 milliliters.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, it's got healthy stuff in it. It contains sulfates.
That's good for you, see?
Yeah, there you go. So it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to drink healthy, guys.
Is that like creatine?
Yeah. You want to bulk? You want to bulk up in a different way.
Bulk up.
Yeah,
you want to get brave?
Get this here, bud.
You want a good post-out?
You want to run your mouth to people you normally wouldn't do?
Yeah.
Purple drip.
Well, it's interesting with these things that, like, these came out last year, the other flavors, kind of out of nowhere, that it was another, seems for the past, like, decade, MD2020's been trying to find...
They're trying to find their
niche. Some other venture besides the classic bottles out there, which I don't think those are ever going to go. I mean, hopefully, you know, knock away. Hopefully,
I don't think
they're never going to go away. You know, we've had our other favorites, you know, be discontinued and go by the wayside over the years with Night Train, Thunderbird, Cisco, that stuff. But MD2020 is still out there. You still go to store, you still see it.
You go into liquor stores as much as I do, and we look at the same shelves, especially our go-to liquor stores. And you can watch that Mad Dog shelf does have a steady rotation.
Mm-hmm.
People are still buying it, but you never see anybody drinking it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's there, it's gone. It's like, well, who's drinking it? I've never seen somebody purchase it while I've been in a store.
Yeah.
That's the
thing. I told you about either it was last summer or summer before, and I was in line to buy my stuff, and the kid up front was put a bottle of Bling Bling on the counter, and the lady was IDing him, and she looked at him. She's like, "Is your birthday?" He's like, "Yep." And this is the first thing I'm buying legal.
Okay.
For it. You know, I was proud of that kid.
Yeah,
give him one of those attaboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like four back, and it's not like I could just yell over top of everybody.
Yeah. Like, you the man. Yeah.
I should have been like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. So hopefully those don't go out of the rotation anytime soon. But it seems over the past, you know, decade or so, they've been trying to find like something else to add to their list out there. And I had think here that I had somebody send me back. This was in 2019. I think they actually came out in 2018.
Okay.
There was the
MD2020
cans of this hard wine fusion that they were doing. The Orange Flame, Pineapple Blast, Arctic Berries, Citrus Storm. So they were trying these hard wine fusion cans. I believe they came out in 2018. There was a fan of the show that had come across them. And he said, "Hey, I found these. I'll send them over to you. So I cracked open. This is one of the, I don't know if this was one of the podcasts I did outside that I recorded, you know, in the audio where I was yelling at the cars, you know, driving down the road as I was trying to drink and they were, you know, being too loud, disrupting my podcast recording.
Hey, I'm recording here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Which I want to bring out. Maybe we'll break out maybe this summer, maybe do some outdoor, you know, podcasting. Sure. Out there once the weather finally makes that full turn into spring and summertime mode. But so they came out with those in 2018, but by 2019 they had already discontinued them and they canceled it. Said okay, it didn't work, and that's it. So then in 2021 they came out with the next batch of the cans, which were the spiked punch cans. And I know Roadhouse, I know you had some of
those.
These
are the ones I had, yes.
Yeah, and these, I believe, are still floating around.
I do see them from time to time.
Yeah, they're still out there in some spots.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in my area.
I've never seen them by me. I've seen these out, and when I got these, it was out in Pennsylvania, out by Hershey, one of the stores out there. I found them out there. I've never seen them local to me, but they are still listed on the MD2020 website as still being active.
I like those. Those drinks there are ones that are better over ice.
Yeah, and that's what they say. Yeah, they say on the can, it says, hey, it says pour over ice, and you know, and share with a friend.
Man, fuck.
Well, that's the same thing. Well, that's what they say with all these. When you're talking about juice.
You want me to share this with a friend?
The 24-ounce can.
Yeah, that's how I got the gout.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Adrian with Juicy, he's like, yeah, you know, pour these out over ice, share with five people over a 24 ounce can. You're like, five people over one tall boy can?
Yeah, that's what, I'm like, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah, this isn't a joint, man. We're not going to pass it around. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drinking that tall boy myself.
Cold sore.
Yeah. Now we all got it. Now we're all on the same team here.
Yeah.
So those are still those spike punch cans are still apparently floating around out there. And then last year they came out, you know, with the full batch of these.
I just
new
drank one of the
cans.
orange cream.
Yeah,
ones.
That was when you had picked that up a few weeks back when you showed us that you had got.
Yeah.
That one's
pretty good.
I was going to say, besides the not the margarita, that was the one we said we tasted like Pine Sol. That was we ranked that the lowest. Lowest ranking was
that's
the margarita.
The one I had the most expectations for was that margarita. I might as well just took a can of pledge and sprayed it in my mouth.
I was going to say, it looked like it and
it'll kill COVID.
Probably
apparently
tasted like it.
Clean as well too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You should try to put in a spray bottle and see if you clean your stove with it. You know.
No, you can clean your wheels in the brake dust.
Have you had the sugar in it?
Will give you tire shine.
I was gonna say, Dave, have you had those big tens? I don't know big tens was that.
What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, the big tens. I'll send you a picture of them tomorrow. We got them here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've no.
I probably have.
I know I had somebody, Kevin. What was that
ten
one
ball,
you
ten
had?
Ball. That's what they are. Ten ball.
Was that ten ball? Or was that eight
ten
ball?
Ball? Yeah, we have the big sips.
The big sips. Somebody had sent me a DM asking me if I had them, and I know you tried one of them, and you said it sucked.
The one I had sucked. I wasn't a big fan. I forgot what flavor it was, but it was not the best, honestly. I need to go back. I need to go back in and get a different flavor and see if I can bring myself to like it.
There's a bunch of different flavors out there of the big sips, which looks like the old school, like the jugs of like the fruit punch juices, similar to like those, the little like Hugs little jug juices out there.
Because we actually me and Cody got the big sips jugs, and I think I got the blue one and he got the margarita one, and the margarita one was it was very salty tasting. It had a very it wasn't bad, but it took us a little bit to drink it. We didn't drink it in one setting. And then I got the blue one and the same thing. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Wasn't appetizing.
And so I need so it was the jugs is what it was, like the little mini milk jugs.
Something the other day. Yeah. Was it Margaritaville's? The 10% margarita cans. What was that I got? It was good as shit though.
It wasn't the wasn't the higher ABV Cayman Jacks, was it? Or
yes,
we just got those. The Cayman Jack
Yeah, Jack
right now.
Yeah, he's
drinking one right now.
I've seen some tall boys, or I think they might not be tall boys.
They're not quite.
They're like 20. I think they might be like 20 ounce or like 19. Think they're
20 Cody, Cody, what? How many ounces are they? Yeah, because he's drinking one right now. He said they're so good. Yeah, because I got them on a Cayman Jack thing. That's
yeah. I haven't tried. Yeah, I have to get those. Like I said, I have some in the fridge still, but we talked a few weeks back about the Cayman Jacks.
19.2.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They were taller, but not quite. They're not the 24s. They're not 16s.
I think 10% is right the perfect range. It was, the perfect range.
19.2. That's an odd
number to land on.
Yeah. Hey,
you couldn't just go for 20? I mean,
kind of like 13.9.
Yeah, kind of like
the 13.9% alcohol. Come on, just add the 0.1.
Yeah,
MD did it. You know, they got 15. They're not doing 14.9.
No,
come on, guys.
No.
But in the UK, they have I think theirs are 8%. The
8% out there, and they have all those other flavors.
I think that'd be perfect for Four Loko, to be honest, because there's Four Lokos there. So be like Four Loko Gold. I would like to have two or three of them, but I can't. I'm not going to do two or three, 14%.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah. I think they last week. I cranked open this guy, the Steel Reserve, the Spiked Wildberry. That's the 8%. And a lot of times, I think that for like a malt beverage, that 8% is a good sweet spot.
It's a good solid number. Hey, so I've seen those everywhere. And so the other day, I went into the store. I was going to get one. That's when I got the Jack. Because I couldn't find them.
Now you went back trying to find it. They didn't have it now. See, this is what happens,
That's my punishment.
Yeah, that's what happens. You see these things for years and years all the time. Then you go back. You're like, oh, shit, it's not here now.
Sure. Yeah,
I gotta find something else in the meantime there. But I think the Purple Drip is pretty you finished off your Purple Drip?
Mine gone. I don't know what happened to it. I must have spilled it.
I'm going to finish off this.
Oh, yeah. That was a...
No, it's not one of those you can save for a year and a half.
No.
Yeah, you can't re-close it. Yeah, it's...
No, at least the Four Loko pre-games have the caps. Still, even though I did...
He lets them ferment and change color.
I was going to say, even though... We don't like to waste stuff here.
Oh, shoot. I did. So, okay. I got good news.
Oh, good. Okay. We like good news.
Cody just sent me a text that said he could possibly, one of his airman friends has a buddy in England right now and can send us the UK Four Lokos.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Send it to Kevin. Then we can send him like a big pallet of the UK Four Lokos, and then Kevin can distribute them out to everybody else.
Yes, yeah, let's do it. That would be awesome. Yeah, he said maybe you could send him. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, see if he can. That would be awesome.
Right. Yeah, we'd love to try some of the UK Four Lokos.
I want to try the
see the difference.
I just want to see if it tastes like Juicy Fruit, because anything Tutti Frutti that I've tasted is Juicy Fruit, it gives off that taste. So, yeah, I'd be down to try it.
Yeah, and I'll dress up like Captain Spaulding.
That's right, you should.
I keep looking over to you, and I keep thinking you're giving that thumbs up since you're right under the...
I know, it's right there.
It's right there.
Next time we'll have to edit it to make it a little bit right over a little bit more.
It literally looks like he's doing it now. There you go.
Let me get this camera angle down a little bit.
There you go. Right there.
Yeah, pretty like that's good for government work right there. That's close enough right there. See? Yeah. See, all right. So let's move along. Let's
get into the
Mad Dog
Jungle Juice. That Jungle Juice.
So I wonder. It's got a nice green color.
It's one of my favorite colors to tattoo is that color right there with some blues. That green. Oh man. I don't know if y'all saw one of the anime tattoos I just posted on Instagram. It was a similar color to that I blended, and it was
No chef's kiss.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so let's see if the Mad Dog Jungle Juice can live up to that.
Can match that Snoop Dogg purple drip.
Yeah, see. Because you never know, Jungle Juice is a very interesting.
It is.
Flavor.
That's a tropical smell.
It can be anything. Jungle Juice can be any flavor you want it to be. You say, because people would say jungle juice would be like you'd mix up everything, alcohol, beer into the big tub. Yep. And we're making
jungle that's what beer. We used to call jungle juice is when you mix
you'd mix everything together
up and, mm-hmm. yeah
so it's a very it can be anything.
Yeah,
there's no flavor of jungle juice. It's really whatever you want it to be. So to see what, like, Four Loko has a jungle juice. Juice has a jungle juice.
Yep.
And now Mad Dog
has a jungle juice.
So let's dive in. Let's get some.
Smell of like fruit cocktail and cat litter.
On that note, let's dive in. All right.
It doesn't taste like cat litter. But
let's hope for the best, guys. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. I like that one better. Yeah, automatically.
Well, wait till that aftertaste kicks in.
Yeah.
The aftertaste ain't the best.
Like, the aftertaste is like what the bowling alley bathroom smells like.
The urinal cake. The urinal cake for the bowling alley bathroom.
That has somebody spit their dip into it. And
Ooh.
Wow, this one
that's
is, to me, this one
is a little rough.
the initial taste is good, but you are right. The aftertaste is like,
You're like, I like this better. Like mothballs. I'm like,
Sorry, guys. I got
like when you
when I mean, first sniff I took, I instantly thought of cat litter. I swear.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
It's a it tastes like if you
to the fucking jungle. It's the cat's litter box. Wow. All right, I'll just drink it.
You just got power through it, man.
Yep.
Luckily, this it's only 200 milliliters.
Like a champ.
Ooh.
And then crack open something to wash out the.
Yeah. the aftertaste tastes like when you walk into your grandparents' house.
Yeah,
and that you get that smell,
the paneling nicotine.
But the initial taste isn't bad. But
no, it's not. But ooh,
the aftertaste is weird. Yeah. The purple drip didn't have a bad aftertaste.
No. Purple drip was a lot better. If the purple drip had that alcohol burn to it, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was just enough to keep it honest. That you know, okay, I'm drinking booze. And sometimes you need that just to kind of keep you from, you know, going too quick with it. But
The burp isn't that good either.
Oh. Yeah, the jungle juice, man. Whew. Man.
Welcome to the jungle, man.
Right on.
It's like when you're going down on a girl and she's got a big old bush and you got to.
You're just diving in and hoping for the best. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right, brother.
the flavor to this one is just, it's
a weird, that's a hard one to, You know what? I'm going to take this back. It does not compare to Buzzball. Buzzball tastes better than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From
yeah,
this one, yes.
The aftertaste. I'm not like the biggest fan of Buzzballs. I'll do them. And especially like,
even
the
what
flavors,
was the elf one we had?
The elf
the Christmas
one, was,
one.
That was a solid.
I mean, that was I mean, I tasted and smelled down here the
for days
the gingerbread for yeah. days. I mean, it's finally yeah. not anymore, but we hit almost at May and it doesn't smell like.
Yeah, I really bought more of those, and then I thought, hopefully they bring them back next year.
Yeah, I bet they will.
I hope they do. I think they will.
Yeah, I'm sure. I guarantee. I bet they probably got good sales off the elf.
Oh yeah,
just with the brand, it couldn't have not tasted good. I mean, it tasted like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how it tasted like. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure even with the branding, people will buy it because they see, oh, Elf, you know, Will Ferrell. They're like, okay, we'll buy it because of it. Yeah, with Buddy the Elf on it, and they'll buy it. So I'm sure we'll come back probably for Christmas this year.
Did y'all see it? I'll put the Mad Dog Margarita over the Jungle Juice.
Ooh, I would probably go back to that Big Sips jug before I went back to this one.
Yeah,
I would probably drink another Bush Apple before I drink this.
hey, he's gonna right afterwards. He's gonna be like, peace.
Yeah, the Jungle Juice, man. Yeah, it's as we said, the Jungle Juice flavor is always subjective to what you think the flavor of Jungle Juice can be. It's open to interpretation. Every brand has their own Jungle Juice. You can make your own Jungle Juice at home with all the crap you got left over. And this is the cat jumped in the tub of the booze when nobody was looking, and you got this.
Yep. The cat had diarrhea.
That's
it was.
Ooh.
Yeah. No. It's definitely.
So like we said, and I said in our text earlier, always giving the honest opinion.
Yeah. We are. And that's what I love about this. And that's why, okay. So I looked up a little bit more. It matters on what site you go to, but there's a few sites on there where we're the number one drunk podcast in America.
It
rotates.
I think it depends on the time. Because you sent the thing the other day, because we said we were number five the last time we looked. Then I think last Friday, Kevin sends a text, says, oh, shit, man, we're number one now. And I go on to the site and number one. Then I think I looked yesterday, the day before, we were number two.
So we're number two. We're getting closer, guys.
It might be whenever. I think it constantly changes probably weekly. It does the analytics or something.
Right.
But
just, I mean, I'll look now.
I'm just
going to
say,
pull it up.
Do it right now.
At a time, we were number one. No matter what, we were number one.
Yes.
That's right.
You ain't first, you're last.
Yeah.
That's right. Ricky Bobby. That's right. And
where are we at right last now?
I'm getting there. Don't worry. We're getting there. Let me pull it up here now. Drum roll, please.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Number four right now.
Nice. Hey, we moved
right
up
now.
That's because we did Bush Apple.
Yeah.
I'll always find a reason to hate on it.
That's right.
Yeah. It's because you did Bush Apple. Then we're going to go to number five, and he's going to be like, it's because you did Jungle Juice.
Yeah. It was that damn Mad Dog Jungle Juice screwed us over. If we had just done the Purple Drip, it would have been fine. Would have been number one. But
guys,
somebody hated. Somebody was
purple
hating.
Purple Drip over Jungle Juice all day long. 100%. Yeah.
No-brainer.
That's a big no-brainer.
Hey, now we can say we're in the top five of the drunk podcasts out there. Hey, number one the other day, number two, number four, number five. So hey,
we're gonna keep on moving down. We're not moving, or up. We're not moving down.
Yeah, no, not
yeah,
that.
That's our goal. We're moving up.
Sky's the limit.
Our thing, guys. So y'all keep on subscribing and keep on loving us, because we're gonna keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little piece of Texas on here, you know, so yeah, We might have another bit of Texas here in a little while, hopefully.
Yeah, I gotta. Gotta get through the rest of this.
I'm trying to champ through it.
We can do our weekly invite Gronk in. You know, let's ask Gronk a question before we go.
Okay.
Let me get her brought up here because she's.
Bobby did it before me, man. I got respect for you. Yeah. I'm forcing it down. I've been taking my heartburn medicine, so.
Search the internet for podcast polling and see how Bumwine Bob and Bumming with Bobcat is doing in the polls and drunk broad podcasting.
Thinking.
Do it. She's thinking.
Bumwine Bob's probably a mix-up. It's Bumwine Bob and his podcast, Bumming with Bobcat. No official industry polls or charts for him, but earlier this year, he hit number 5 on a list of the top 30 drunk podcasts in the U.S. That's solid for a niche cheap booze review show. He's got a perfect 5-star rating on Apple with 35 reviews bi-weekly. No big mainstream rankings, though. Just fan love and his own booze battle polls.
And that's good enough for us.
Yeah.
That is definitely good enough for us.
It's more than enough. He's got a loyal little crew, perfect ratings, and he's still doing his thing regularly. For a show about swilling bum wine, that's a win. Want me to dig up anything else on him?
No, but what do you recommend as far as bottom shelf booze that we should try to do next?
If you're following the Bobcat vibe, grab an MD 2020 flavor. His go-to is blue raspberry or pineapple. They're the smoothest rum wines and actually taste decent for what they are. Golden Pineapple's been killing it in his recent tournament, too. For beers, Steel Reserve or a good old King Cobra 40 would fit right in.
What's the last malt liquor you've drank?
Steel Reserve 2-in-1 High Gravity. A few weeks back, cracked it ice cold, tasted like sweet regret with a metallic bite. Not something I'd reach for often, but it's a classic. What's the last cheap one you've had?
But I was wondering, since you're like AI, how did your taste buds and circuits react to pouring liquid on it?
Haha, you got me. I don't have taste buds or circuits you can pour booze on. I'm all digital. I've read descriptions and reviews to know what Reserve tastes like, but I've never actually had a sip. I just fake it pretty well.
Yeah, you do. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. But hey, we don't do that here. We give you the real deal.
No, we give you the real deal.
We give you...
It tastes like cat litter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, overall, the Jungle Juice, not
8.5 on the Richter scale.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little disappointed with this.
Not at all.
I might have the Taco Bell shits later.
Yeah, I mean,
I
went into it with more of a optimistic view on the Jungle Juice than I did on the Purple Drip, but the Purple Drip was definitely a lot better. Because the grape flavor with any malt beverage is hit and miss.
Yeah, sometimes it tastes medicine-y.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it tastes like cough syrup. That grape Robitussin cough syrup. I mean, some people love that taste, and I don't mind it. But it had that extra flavor to it that it wasn't like medicine. It was a good flavor. You could drink it and enjoy it. It had that burn to it. But just enough to keep it honest that you know you're drinking alcohol. Because sometimes we said those buzz balls, some of them, it was like you were drinking it and it was like, I don't taste anything alcohol. You could just keep going and going. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're going to stand up.
Like,
oh, shit. I shouldn't have done that. So, I mean, we did them. We did the next two that were on the list of the MD 2020 cans. Let's see if they keep expanding the brand. So that's 6 total now that they have in the MD 2020 can lineup here. It's been a year now. So
And they've only came out with two more, so I guess they come out with maybe two a year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if they keep going. I mean, I know they're still doing. They're becoming a partner of the WWE.
And I know over WrestleMania weekend
they had Gronk, you know, Rob Gronkowski was with them doing like MD2020 cans tastings. Bailey from WWE was there doing signings, and they had a whole big promotion with it over WrestleMania in Vegas. So they're definitely backing it in that regard, but the social media for them is still slacking with right. it.
It is, yeah.
With the brand.
Now, I'm going to ask you, Bob, did you get a message from V-Box about April 30th? If you're not active, they're going to...
Yeah, I saw it. I got the text from them.
That's why I posted on my story. I was like, I think that was
off of the original one that they screwed up.
Okay. I posted on my story just in case, because that was an easy one. But then I keep on looking at the challenges, and I'm like, I'm not going to any festivals.
No.
I'm not going to EDC in Vegas. I don't have the time. I don't have the money for that. You know, I just want to enjoy beatbox if I can.
Yeah.
And if not, if y'all want to, you know, just cut it with me, do it, you know, break up with me quick.
Yeah.
But I went ahead and did that just to kind of keep it going still. But I don't know. Their posts are kind of harder to do. Because they're very subjective.
It's not the same. I mean, look, you hang the keychain there from the beatbox here.
It's not the same as
the Four Loko. When the Four Loko sponsorships hit, you know, a few years back. And it was like, okay, you know, we got the thing. You know, okay, oh, I got the sticker. You know, I'm sponsored by Four Loko. And
they started doing
challenges. And it was like you were posting stuff and you'd get these packages in the mail randomly. It was different then. And hopefully Four Loko will get back on track with it. And get it going again. Because I think they're missing out on it. I mean... Some of the stuff, I mean, I know they're still posting stuff out there, but it's not.
It's not the same quality. And like they're posting like hot girls and then like people at festivals and shit. And I'm just like, please don't go that route, guys. Like, stop. Just kind of reel it back here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here still. We are going to continue drinking Four Loko, but you just got to give us that love, you know?
Yeah,
you gotta give us that love that my dad never gave me.
Yeah, we just want some love here. Hey, we want some love. We'll keep spreading the good word. We'll give our honest opinions on the stuff out there. I mean, like you said, the Jungle Juice, not so much. Purple Drip, I think we all say Purple Drip was pretty good.
Purple Drip was decent. Yeah, it was decent. The Jungle Juice was just please do better. Please go back into the ingredients and say, hey, yep.
Try again.
We're going to take the cat litter out.
Yeah, exactly. Reel that back in. Reel back in the cat litter and then reformulate it. And then maybe it'll be better with that there.
Yes.
But hey, we also did the, hey, don't forget Lone Star.
Lone Star is solid.
That's a good drink. That's a solid beer,
guys.
Solid good beer.
Right yeah,
it is.
We all agree. On that, so
you got a little bit of taste of Texas in y'all, man. I'm happy about it.
Definitely good to finally get our hands on some Lone Star beer.
Yeah,
new varieties of MD2020 out there. So we got some other things coming up on tap in the coming weeks out there. We got some things we might have coming up. We got to keep hush, got to keep it on the down low right now, but then there's also might have some friends revisit the show.
Yes,
in the coming weeks, been talking to our good buddy Steph, who says she wants to jump back in
so fucking much
and join us here on the podcast. So
yeah,
we might do a round three of Four Loko with Steph out here.
Well, her post today was smoking,
and. Yeah. We have episode 400.
Yeah, and right around the corner. Episodes. Yeah, we're almost there. Four right around the corner. Episodes, 400 guys. Out there.
I mean, yeah, getting out that's there. A milestone.
400 episodes.
I think they should send you. You know how YouTube sends you like a gold plaque.
Mm-hmm.
I think Apple and Spotify.
Somebody should
send you a gold plaque.
One of you for getting 400 yeah, episodes. You should.
You should get it, man. Because
well, we got to get. We were
number one. Now we're number four.
But it constantly
we're gonna
it's,
get to number
it's
one
evolving.
We're gonna stay there
it's evolving.
While, so.
Yeah, it's evolving. You know, as the weeks go by, Roadhouse blames it on the Bush Light Apple. Yeah. Out there, so we'll see how we fare this week after, you know,
well, guys,
2020 cans.
Don't try this and base the podcast off of it.
Yeah.
Just don't do
base
it.
Base it off of the Lone Star and the Purple Drip.
And the Purple Drip, yes. Right. So base it off of these, okay? Base if you're in Texas, get your hands on this. Get your hands on this. Don't get your hands on Jungle Juice, because...
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah.
That was a rough
but we have
one.
To do it. We do here. We got to try it
we
out.
Did it.
We always it. We're always curious about what's out there and anything new out there. As we always say, anything you want to see us cover, you know, leave a comment down there.
Let
us know. You want to see any challenges out there? Let us know.
I am a beer dumpster. As I said, I will drink whatever.
Yeah, like I said, even though we didn't like the Jungle Juice, but hey, we finished it off.
Yeah, we finished it off. I mean.
Nice job, guys. Mm. Yeah, I powered through the Jungle
You
juice.
Did. You chugged that one.
Get it out of here.
I've told stories about you, Roadhouse, and I just want you to know that. I have. I've told people every time I talk about the podcast, I say, you got to watch. You just got to watch how fast this guy drinks because it's hard to beat.
Like, well, I never,
you
kn-
a legend.
Never knew how fast I drank until – you had mentioned it on the old podcast you had when you were talking to your dude. And I'm like, I asked Bob, do I really drink like that? And he's like, yeah. And I've been self-conscious about that ever since.
Don't ever feel self-conscious, man. That is a gift. When I grow up, I want to be you, man.
It's a gift.
It's a natural skill.
I was going to say, it's a God-given gift over there. We say Roadhouse is doing the Lord's work.
Oh, he is.
Spread the
man.
Good word. That's what we
he
do here. Spread
Jehovah
the good word.
Of malt liquor.
Exactly. You spread the good word. You're knocking on doors, going door to door, saying, hey, you know, Lone Star Beer, MD 2020. What do you want? Yeah. What do we want?
Hey, next
you
podcast, want... you need to have a bicycle helmet on. So no. You look like you went.
I'm Gen X. We have no protection.
Yeah,
but they, the Jehovah's
Witnesses. I don't even know what a rubber is.
They show up in their bicycle helmet and their little suit, like shirt with a tie and all that. And you're like,
get him
no,
some,
I'm good. Please don't wake me up. I'm
get him some bubble wrap. We'll wrap him up out there, and he'll be he'll be good to go out there.
Yeah.
But hey, everybody, thanks. For tuning in, joining us here. We're doing it live here tonight. The MD 2020 cans, the Purple Drip Jungle Juice with the bonus Lone Star beer review.
Lone Star.
So do us a solid. Tell your friends. Spread the good word. It doesn't cost a thing to tell your friends to subscribe to the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel now at 24,902 subscribers.
Ooh, wow. Almost 25. We're almost
right
at a quarter.
Yeah, almost there. It's a quarter of 100K, and I think...
Quarter of 100K, man.
Yeah, we're almost getting there, out there. Yep. You know, hey, whatever brings you to the dance, we say. If it's all the classic clips, you know, Rodney, Cheers, Norm, Stone Cold, NWO, wrestling stuff, Simpsons, whatever it brings you to the dance, we appreciate you out there. How thick was the glass that separated you and the cashier?
It had the little speaker thing around.
You had to,
you know, like,
talk into the microphone there. To,
yeah.
Almost like a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, like at the Circle K after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yep. Once they lock it down.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's what you get here. You join us here. You join us
exactly
live. If you made it this far with us, we appreciate you. Hey, spread the word. We're at number four. Number four guys. On the drunk podcast list here, but let's get back to number one again and stay there.
Let's get back to number one.
Get a stranglehold on that top spot on the drunk podcast out there. So, hey.
We're going to do it.
If they don't have one of those last Susan things and a gold tooth, I'm not buying. So,
most of them do. They got a gold tooth and they smile and I'm like, ooh, I just want to punch you right now so I can get gold. Yeah. That's when you know you're getting the good shit.
Yeah, that's right. When you walk in, you know, okay, I'm gonna hit the jackpot here today.
Yeah, that's what like when I got that Colt 45, the guy barely spoke any English.
There's not a better feeling in the world when you're out searching and you find something new and you snap that picture and send it to one of us or one of y'all's. It's the best.
It is amazing.
Especially it's something you're really looking for. Yeah.
If they took EBT for malt liquor, that would be, oh my God, people would be using their whole EBT thing.
That's why they ended
up with 25
menthol.
Yesterday I went in and I was trying to find that new kiwi strawberry flavor of Beatbox, and on the website it said that this place had it that's right down the street from where I live. So walked in and it's the same place where I go and get my vapes. It's a convenience store. If I buy two of these, he gives me one for free. So I always go in there. I'm like, oh yeah, any day, man. And he's an Indian guy, and he's like, my friend, how are you doing?
Buddy.
That's what that reminded me of. Yeah. He's always like, my friend, how are you doing, man?
How's business going, buddy?
Yeah.
My friend, buddy, it's close. They'll have their
same thing, you know? Yeah. He's always like, my friend, how's things going? Are you doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, you doing good, man? How's business been? And he goes, oh, busy. And then he'll get back on his phone, and he's texting the whole fucking time. And I'm like, all right, cool. But – it's just one. It's that experience, you know.
Sure.
And he literally, even though it wasn't on the shelves in the freezer, or not the freezer, but the fridge part, he was like, "Let me search my store for it." And he searched his whole fucking store for that flavor because it said they had the flavor. I was like, "It says online that y'all do." And he's like, "My friend, I don't have it. I'm sorry. I'll get it though. Next time you come in, I'll have it." And I was like, "Okay, man.
All right, do it. I'll be there, man. All right."
Seeing is believing.
See?
Yeah.
See, we will see. Will Kevin find it? You know, stay tuned. The cliffhanger here to see.
That's right. Will he find the
strawberry kiwi Beatbox flavor there? So hey.
That is a challenge. We could do it on the podcast, Bob. It's a challenge.
That's true.
First sip. It expires in 14 days. So we have 14 days.
We got two weeks to find the strawberry kiwi Beatbox after. Anybody has any leads? You know, let us know. Tell us where you found it out there. But hey, we did our job here this week doing the Lone Star. We did NB 2020 cans, Jungle Juice, not so much. Purple Drip, okay. But the Lone Star, the beer, I think that right there. That's the win for us here this week. So tell your friends, subscribe to the Bone Wine Bob YouTube channel. Almost at 25,000 subscribers. Doesn't cost a penny. Spread the word. The best of the worst in cheap booze right here. The bottom shelf. Bum Wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor. All the good stuff.
You said, where are you guys out of? So Roadhouse is out of Kentucky. Bob is out of New Jersey. And I'm in Texas. So complete different parts of the country.
We got like a triangle type thing out here.
Yes.
Like a kind of a ghetto triangle type thing.
I don't know what shape
that would be to go from New Jersey to Kentucky to Texas and then back up again.
if you're drunk, it's a triangle.
Yeah, it's close it's enough a to a triangle. It's got three sides to it.
Basically.
That's what we got out there. So, hey.
That's right.
But that's a good question. Thanks for asking.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks for asking, man. Hey,
thank you. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Joining
us here. We appreciate it. We're going to wrap things up here this week.
Yeah, we got to wrap things up.
I got to pee.
We got to pee. Yeah. We got to do here and do the do all the good stuff here. So tell your friends, subscribe to the Bowen and Bob YouTube channel. That's Kevin the Tattoo Dude. That's Roadhouse. I am Bumwine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Motherfuckers!
Yeah. Lone Star.
I need a beer.